Hey, good morning and welcome to Talk to Me Tuesday. I'm glad that you all are tuning in. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving and you ate lots of good food. And today, as we're in the holiday season, I want to talk to you. We put out last week this wisdom, Wednesday wisdom we have at Journey Church. And we talked about scarcity, the problem with scarcity and having that scarcity mindset. And so today I wanted to, as we talk through in the Wednesday wisdom, is changing from scarcity to gratitude. And so, you know, a lot of times with the pandemic, we all know or have seen someone, maybe this is you as well, who when COVID first started, when the quarantine was coming up, what did they do? They went out and stockpiled everything they could possibly find. And you saw people leaving with four jumbo packages of toilet paper, like they're gonna have to make a throne out of it or something. They're making chairs out of their toilet paper. They had so many. And it's because we thought we had, there is a scarcity of supplies because of that, because everyone is stockpiling. And in our lives, that's a lot of what happens is when things get rough, we tend to hoard. And we hoard our feelings, we hoard our emotions, we put these walls up. And in reality, what that does is when we start to hoard everything, we take our trust and hope and take it away from God and really put it into the things we have around us. And we're not thankful. We don't have that thankful mindset. We have it almost like a survival mode. And really, we've seen it happen a lot in this quarantine, in this pandemic is, you know, people almost are frozen. And so today, I want to hopefully unfreeze your thoughts and your mindsets from a survival mode to having a mindset of thankfulness, of gratitude, and saying that, you know, yeah, things might look different, but they're all not that bad. If we look at the things, the blessings we have so many things to be thankful for. We have breath in our lungs. And so the first thing we talked about in our Wednesday wisdom is know where your blessings come from. Our blessings are coming from God and God alone. It's not in what we do. It's not who we are. It's who in who God is and who God, what God does for us. And so if we take our mind and focus in on who God is and worship Him and give Him praise, because if you think about, He is all powerful and He has unlimited resources. He can literally do anything. And we put God in a box that sometimes we wonder why our life is the way it is, and it's because we have limited God in our mind, in our life. We have tethered God to a box of what He can do rather than a God that is everywhere at all times and all powerful. And so as we understand where our blessings come from, we need to then make a habit of identifying what our blessings are. If you look at how to practice gratitude, as we talked about it in our Wednesday wisdom, which if you haven't gotten that, please let me know and we'll get you added to that. You can email me at cody@journeydsm.org and we'll add you to the list to get our Wednesday wisdoms. They're just kind of little snippets to give you a little bit of a recap from this past Sunday. But if you Google practicing gratitude, you'll come up with all of these ways to or ideas to practice it. But many times it's just writing down or making a mental note of everything good in your life, everything that's been impactful, everything that's brought you joy, every way that God has blessed you. You can look at all from, and it's better to be specific for the things in your life rather than just saying your family, your friends, your finances, but really pinpoint where the blessing was. Maybe it's in giving you a healthy family during this pandemic. Maybe it's, you know, providing for that need that you had in your house, or in your car that you had to replace, that you had the finances to do that. But maybe each day before you wake up, or even better, before you go to bed at night, is just identify all of the blessings that has happened to you that day. And then even more so is include others. You know, we are called to be a blessing to others. We're blessed to be a blessing. And so an awesome way you can bless someone else is just to encourage them, include them, be there for them, and celebrate their victories, their blessings. And just be thankful and share that thankfulness. The easiest way to do that is just telling someone, hey, I'm thankful for you because of this. And so when you do that, you allow your mindset to change from all the things that are negative in your life to all the things that are positive. Too many times when we're in survival mode, it's always, oh, if I would have had this, if I just had that, my life would be better. If I just had more money, I could then, you know, do things amidst this pandemic. If they just sent out another stimulus check, I could then do this, or I could make Christmas better. But in reality, instead of looking at the things that aren't there, or you can't do, or you can't change, focus on the things that are there, that you can change, that you could change. So instead of just saying, oh, you know, if I only had that, or if this was only something that changed, focus on the things that you can do, that you are doing, that God is blessing already. Focus on those, and focus on the positives rather than have the negatives surround your life. There's too much negativity. As you know, a lot of people have already put up their Christmas decorations. Why? Because a lot of the people that I've talked to say they just need a little bit more joy in the year 2020. And I think, you know, that's partially in due to all the negative things around us and how we're all focused in on that rather than unplugging from the negativity and plugging into positive thinking. So today and this week, do three steps. Know where your blessings come from. Know that it's coming from God and God alone. And then as you know that, make a habit to identifying the blessings each and every day before you go to bed. And as you do that, include others in your blessing. If someone has blessed you, thank them for it. If someone else has a blessing in their life, celebrate it. And then as you're praying each night, include some gratitude to God. Give praise back to Him. And watch how your life will change. Hope you guys loved this Talk to Me Tuesday, and I'm excited for next week. But hope you have a good one. Tune in next week for Talk to Me Tuesday. Have a great week, guys.